that was really wonderful, Danny and Amber, really great. And, you know, we can see the fruit of the words being sown. And we can expect a great harvest now and in the coming days and in the new year of 2022, unless we're gathered up before then. And why can we expect that? Because we've been sowing the words of life. We've been speaking the heavenly words from God, and as God has been energizing and directing us. And so those words will come back. Those words will come back and produce fruit. So what God had been working in me to encourage Danny and Amber and Becky Jancy and other people that have been connecting, they are seeing results. They are getting the fruit. Now, before I wasn't really focused, before I really reconnected where I needed to be. But since I've been reconnected and been receiving those words and to God and unto God, I've been following it and practicing this with all my heart. And the results speak loudly, the fruit. The fruit starts within you. And initially, when these seeds are being sown, if someone is practicing, they may not see great results straight away. Some might see it straight away. But you've got to think, when you put a seed in the ground, it's buried. It's buried under the ground. And you can look there in that place where you buried that seed, and you can't see nothing happening. But because the seed's being sown, the earth is germinating that seed to grow. And the roots are being developed and growing, and there's a period of time for it to really get strong, and then it breaks through the ground. You start to see the fruit manifest. And some people give up because they don't see anything immediately, or they don't see it in 2 or 3 months. They might see little changes, but that's how a seed grows, right? So, you know, really, when we're walking with God, or we're trusting God, like Carl Morton was mentioning, with all our hearts, and leaning not onto our own understanding, we know something is happening. It's invisible. That seed buried is invisible, but it's going to come into the visible, where we can see it. The word that's sown in your heart is invisible, but as you practice and you nurture it, and you give voice to it, and you do the things God gives in your heart, it starts to grow. So I done a little audio recording today, and I sent it to some of the people in the WhatsApps. You know, I can't send audios in Facebook for some reason. It won't let me send the file. But I just shared. I was practicing allowing God to work in me and to speak forth what he was putting in my heart. And this is a great practice. So the soil of the ground needs to be right to receive the seed. And, you know, we're to plough that fallow ground. A fallow ground is a ground that needs to be prepared, needs to have the weeds taken out, the stones taken out, ready to receive seed. And, you know, that the stones in our hearts could be a lack of humbleness, or it could be tradition. It could be things that we don't agree with because we never heard it before, or in the manner it's being shared. But when we become humble unto God and we realize that, look, you know, I've been doing this for such a long time. I've had little successes here and there, but what about the great evidence of the outreach of your word? And so we need to see that if we're getting same results, we need to change what we're doing. And so when I change what I was doing, when I become humble and I sought God with all my heart, then I realized that, you know, I was in the wrong place and I needed to be connected in the right place for me to really flourish and grow and to help others come up with me. So a humble heart is very important. And, you know, God can really do his best work. You can really receive the seed of what he's sharing and encouraging when we cease from our own works and we cease from our own ways, and we receive the word with meekness, and we retain it with conviction, and we release it with all boldness. So God is really doing a great thing. So next year it's going to happen. We're going to see mightier things happen. We're going to hear of more fellowships opening up, more people coming, new people connecting. That's our expectation. That is our confession of faith. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. I'm not going by what I'm seeing, the people, how they might be around me, or what other people might think of me or not think of me, good or bad. They are not my focus. God is my focus, and I'm submitted unto him, ready to do and speak boldly what he puts in my heart. Boldly means without fear, without apprehension, but to declare forth what he wants people to hear, know, and receive and do. So, you know, God wants you to be very productive and he wants you to be very fruitful. Now, he knows you can't be that in your own strength. So he supplies that. So God is doing the work. And God doesn't want us to worry and fear and doubt about our life, about our future. He wants us to have a full confidence in him. And God is our help. Now, when you think about help, you know, that we go to God for help, it shows you, that word help shows you something. I asked Leanne, my daughter, today, what do you think comes with help? You know, what's your part in that? And she said, well, yeah, if you go to someone for help, Dad, that means that you're doing something, but you need help in it. So there's a part I need to play. I said, correct. You know, because I have these little conversations with Leanne to build her faith. And I said, that's right. You know, God, when we go to God for help, he will put things in our hearts to do. He will show us what we need to do. He'll assist us. He will help us. And God is our help. And he really, like, you know, when there's needs coming up, God knows what your needs are. And when you go to him and not depend upon yourself to remedy your situation, but you go to God and ask him to help you, then he will put things in your heart. He will also speak by other people that are walking with him to encourage you. So I was typing to Katy, and I just got inspired by God, and I knew it was from God, and I just started to type. And one of the things that I typed in there was, I've noticed your bank account, your heavenly bank account, and you haven't drawn upon it. Why? You got a heavenly account with God. Everything has been supplied and freely given to you. The way that we draw from our heavenly account is, number one, we need to know we got one. We've got a heavenly account. And that is an unlimited account. There's no restrictions on it. Okay, there's no credit on it. It's all yours. It's not like you've got to get the credit and pay it back. So you have a heavenly account, which Jesus Christ paid for in full. Healing, finances, vision, direction, inspiration, increase. This is your heavenly account. And God says, draw upon that. Receive it by faith. I want to read you something that I forgot about, and I was just reminded of it tonight. And I'll give you the title of it. It's a poem. And I'll give you the title of it afterwards, but you'll probably recognize it, some of you. Here it goes. The bank had closed. My earthly store had vanished from my hand. I felt that there was no sadder one than I in all the land. My washerwoman, too, had lost her little mite with mine. And she was singing, and she hung the clothes upon the line. How can you be so happy, I asked. Your loss, don't you regret? Yes, ma'am, but what's the use to fret? God's bank ain't busted yet. I felt my burden lighten grow. Her faith I seemed to share. In prayer I went to God, God's great throne, and laid my troubles there. The sun burst forth from behind the cloud in golden splendor set. I thank God for her simple words, God's bank ain't busted yet. And now I draw rich dividends, more than my hand can hold, of faith and love and hope and trust and peace of mind untold. I thank the giver of it all, but I still can't forget my washerwoman's simple words, God's bank ain't busted yet. Oh, weary ones upon life's road, when everything seems so drear, and losses loom on every hand, and skies seem not too clear. Throw back your shoulders, lift your head, and cease to chaff and fret. Your dividends will be declared, God's bank ain't busted yet. And that's the thing with the poem. God's bank is not busted yet. God is the source of all of our supply. And he has met all of our need, and he will meet all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto him. What happens when you go into a bank to withdraw money? You write the check out, unless you've got a cash point card, right? But when you go into the bank, you write a check. And you're requesting the money that's in your account. The bank can't refuse you unless they haven't got any money, right? They can't refuse you. They know who you are. They've seen your identification. Now you are identified with Jesus Christ. When you go before the throne of heaven, God recognizes you. Oh, this is my son. This is my daughter. This is my believing one. And they've come to the courts of heaven or the banks of heaven and they want to make a withdrawal. Yes, we got unlimited supply, God says. Now, my son, this is how you receive it. You receive it by faith. So whether you got a financial need, like Becky needed for her car, her head gasket went, she refused to worry. She refused to let the circumstances dictate where her thoughts were going to go. But she brought her thoughts subject to the obedience of Christ and refused to worry. We need to refuse to worry when situations seem all against us. We need to refuse to worry when our future in this world seems uncertain. You need to refuse to worry when you see your bank account becomes low. Because what we see with our physical eyes will bring our faith low if we pay it attention and if we give it any credit, right? But we take our eyes off those things and we look only to God and we go to Him. And we let our requests be made known unto God. You know, so God says, you know, you come to me and come boldly before my throne of grace, where you will find mercy and help in the time of need. Many people at this time have need. And because of what's going on in the world, there might be many needs. We don't have to be proud. We go to God. Father, I have this need. Father, I know that you've blessed me. And I know I have an heavenly account, and I need to make some withdrawals today. So this is the withdrawal I make. This is the sum of, or whatever the thing it may be, and you thank Him in the name of Jesus Christ. It's yours. Now, what do? We expect it. We expect it to manifest. And it does show up. It does show up. God doesn't want us to walk by our five senses. So when we're looking in the five senses, faith becomes low. When we look at people, faith becomes low. When we trust in man or women, our faith becomes low. So, you know, we're to put our sole confidence in God. And anything that you're hearing, you can take to God if you're not sure. You can lay it before His throne and say, Father, you show me. You know, is this right, what I'm learning? And, you know, God will show you. He is faithful. If you're going to God, if you're not being anxious, and you're taking everything to God, He will come through. When you say to God, Father, I need some encouragement today, He's going to give it to you. He will give you that encouragement. Believe me, I've had many days of discouragement that have popped up, but I haven't allowed that to overcome me, because greater is He that's in me than he that is in this world. So I say, Father, I refuse to believe this, even though it might be real, really real in front of me. I know that you've got an answer and a solution in this situation. So I come to you. I lay my burdens before your throne of grace. And I thank you. This need is met. It is done. I don't even say it's going to be met tomorrow, next week, or the month later. This is already done, and I thank you that it's going to show up. It's going to manifest itself, just like when I lost my passport. So God is working with your faith. He wants you to have great confidence. He doesn't want you to think that somebody else is doing better than you. Okay, like we can compare ourselves. Well, you know, this Joe blogs over here, he's really moving with God. Everything seems to be happening for him. Doesn't seem to do much, but everything happens for him. Right? God doesn't want us to compare ourselves with one another. Because when he looks at you and he looks at me, he sees the same. He sees Christ in us, the hope of glory. And, you know, as He is, Jesus, so are we in this world. Someone mentioned about, I think it was Danny, mentioned about this boy that his parents didn't believe in him, didn't think he was no good. That poor lad, what self-image did he have of himself? What picture of himself does he carry? Because when people have spoken bad into our lives, we carry a picture, it builds a picture, it builds an image, and we call it a self-image. And, you know, so, well, I'm not really good. My mum told me I wasn't that good. Yeah, they're right. They know me better than anyone else. They brought me into this world. And then they're my mum and then my dad, you know. I'm hopeless at these things. I was always told that you're hopeless, you can't do things right. And so I always carried that self-image of me for a long time. And I tell you what, it took some years to get rid of it. Now I got confidence, and I realized when you're confident, people, a lot of people don't like it. They think you're cocky or arrogant or whatever. But the point is, I'm not going back to that place of the self-image that was painted in my mind through people I loved and through the people that were in my life. But now God says, you are my beloved. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that's in you. You are blessed when you lie down and when you rise up. You are a super conqueror. You can do the same works that Jesus done and greater. What Jesus Christ done when he walked the earth, Kathy mentioned that there was, if he'd written everything down, there wouldn't be enough books to contain in this world. The world wouldn't be able to contain the books or the acts that he'd done. Because God is into action. And he's just looking for a ready heart. And he's working with us. He's healing us up in areas as we allow him. It's already done. The healing's been provided for. The financials has been provided for. The connections have been provided for. It's already done. We've got to allow it to play out. And we do that by believing God and doing what he puts in our heart. So next year, we are going to see great things happen. We're going to see more increase, more growth. Doesn't matter what is happening in the world, whether you get locked down because you haven't had a vaccine or you've got to have millions of vaccines to keep in line with everything. We don't let the narrative of the world. So narratives are a very important thing. What narrative are you listening to? Because that narrative will give you a self-image of who, you know, you look at yourself in that light. But we look in the mirror, and we look in the mirror of God. And God says, as he is, so are you. You are my masterpiece. You are extraordinary. And we are. You've got to believe it. You believe it. We can mouth it. We can say these things. But do we believe it? See, when we confess, it's got to be mixed with faith. I know I can say by repetition scriptures, but if it isn't mixed with my emotion and my confession, if I'm really believing something, there's going to be some emotion attached with it. If I'm loving you with the love of God, there's going to be some emotion in there. If I'm having compassion, there's going to be some emotion of compassion there. Emotions are a good thing, and emotions can be a bad thing. It all depends how you put it to work for you. So when you pray with faith, there be some emotions attached to that. You know, yes, I believe this is done, and it's done. And, you know, God is always working in your heart, like he put in my heart to write those certain things to Cathy. And then all yesterday, God was telling me, call Carl Morton. Call Carl Morton. And I'm thinking, that's just me, only because I haven't spoken to him before. And it kept going on all day, so finally I gave in and called him last night. And Carl Morton said, oh, I tried to call you today. Well, I didn't get any notification of that. And it was a need for Carl Morton to speak to me. Wow. But God is working. And sometimes we just don't think he's working in our hearts. But God is continually working and energizing. And God's got an endless supply. He's the unlimited God. And so we need to build our faith. My daughter Leanne, she had a big need. And she said, Dad, could you help me with some money for Christmas? I said, no. I said, God hasn't put it in my heart, and you need to go to God. I've taught you. I've taught you where to go. I am your earthly father, but the heavenly father has everything. So anyway, I just gave her some encouragement what to do. And she got a great big breakthrough where she got a... she believed God. She believes what I tell her. And then there was an opportunity for her to believe God and apply herself. And she got blessed, very much blessed. And she rung up, she said, Dad, I was crying when this come through. She said, because I remember what you said to me, and you know, I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I knew I had to have faith in God. And she got this money coming to her. I think she's probably nearer in her bank now.
Is it? She got it?
Oh, she's got it. Yeah. Right, so she said, Christmas is saved, she said to me. She's so funny, like, Christmas is saved. And I said, that's really good. I said, see, when you go to God, he's not saying no to you. And he helped you, but you had to do something in that, didn't you? She said, yes. I said, he give you the wisdom, he give you the idea, and then you had to apply that. So God gives to us wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Okay, he gives us insights, concepts, and ideas. He'll inspire us with those things. So like the inspiration for Becky Jancy was, I'm not going to worry. No, I'm refused to worry. And God was able to come through. So whatever challenges you're faced with, whether it's health, money, relationships, you take it to God, and then you do what God says. Right? So you may not know what God is saying to your heart because of all the pressures that is going on with that. But God will bring someone in to speak into your life. Receive those words gladly. And then as you do that, like the people I've been working with that have been responding and hearing my words, they're showing forth their testimonies now. And now they're speaking like I am, and like I've been encouraged, and like Jesus Christ spoke, and like the apostles spoke, and things are now beginning to grow. The fruit is now growing. The seed that was sown into my heart, into their heart, is now producing fruit. So the rise starts within you. Yeah, it starts within you. And then there's seed after its kind. So God gives us seed, Holy Spirit. He gives us his words, which are seed. And as we apply them, it produces more seed on the outside. So that seed is invisible, then it starts to manifest. So these things are very important to understand. That you may not see a result straight away, but it doesn't mean to say it isn't happening. God is going to make it happen. And God can make things manifest really quickly, also depending upon your faith, because God's seed is supernatural. Like, it's not like an earthly seed. But God can really, really go to work. So your words are very important. It needs to be spoken with faith. It needs to be spoken without any hint of doubt. Because when you do it like that, it's because you're trusting God's word to you. You know that all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. So now what I would encourage you is to, what do you want to see happen in 2022? God already put a theme in my heart for me, which is to manifest heaven. In other words, all these things that we're talking about week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, now we're going to see the manifestation. We're going to manifest heaven. In other words, those seeds are now showing. So we're going to see fellowships here, fellowships there, people rising up here, new people coming here, fresh new people. God's going to navigate the labourers to our runway, to our airport. And we're not going to do anything. We're going to just open our mouth and speak as the doors open to us. We're not going to manufacture anything. We're not going to try and do anything in our own strength. God bless you, fam. God bless you, Carl Morton. So God is at work, and we just need to keep full focus with him. Do what you understand to do. Do what you understand to do. Speak in tongues. Okay? Honour God. Walk by the Spirit. Talk by the Spirit. Be inspired by God. He really, really, really wants to bless you, lift you up, and encourage you. So just keep moving with God. Go to him. He has an unlimited supply for you, an unlimited supply of answers, an unlimited supply of direction and laborers. So just keep that expectation strong and keep moving with God and be bold to declare his words from your mouth. So that's what was in my heart to share.